This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I was wondering where John Jackson was at. I mean, I knew he was going to join us on the phone lines instead of in studio here on this morning, but I didn't see anybody on the phone lines. I'm like, man, what is the guy sleeping in? Where's the Joker? Oh, he's here. He made it just in the nick of time. John, what's going on, man?
The sat phone had to bang off about three different satellites to finally then arrive at the Montana studio that I am live from an undisclosed location.
are you like on the back of a Humvee with the old school BGAN satellite, just like trying to tilt it in the right direction to finally get a decent connection? Probably taking you all hour to figure that one out, huh?
Actually, as your roving Montana Talks correspondent, I'm coming to you live from Alligator Alcatraz and just reporting on the conditions. Hold on one second, Eric. I'm going to need that margarita chilled. Take that back. I'm going to need that margarita. Okay. I'm back, Eric.
I can smell the bug spray from here. Yeah, not too far from Miami. Not too far from Miami. Pick me up some cigars there. Stop down in Calle Ocho for me if you can before you come back.
Miami.
That's right. You're in your jammies. Why are you in your jammies? It's a radio show. It doesn't matter what he's wearing. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
dude, I have got some major breaking news for you this morning. This just broke an hour ago. President Trump has now put out a Truth Social post in which he has said that the Fannie Mae Financial Crimes Division has now concluded that our boy Adam Schiff has been participating in mortgage fraud since 2009. And his last offense, according to President Trump, when he was last a part of this, was October 13th of 2020. So it is still within the range of the statute of limitations. If Pam Bondi's got about 3 months to get him indicted.
Well, just speaking of Pam Bondi, I definitely want to get your take on everything going on there. I saw Dan Bongino is now back at work. Apparently, he didn't even show up at work last week, and the rumor at least was, I still haven't seen it. I knew you'd be tracking all the latest information for us here because I was out last week. You were out last Tuesday, so it's been a couple weeks since we get a chance to catch up with you here. But definitely want to hear what all is going on with the Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino situation. I did see, I think, CNN was reporting, and then a conservative source. Oh, yeah, and then I think the Daily Wire had a piece on it, too, that apparently. Oh, no, the New York Post is reporting that Dan Bongino is back at work. So, yeah, anyway, we'll get the full story from you here, I'm sure, after the break.
Yeah, that is very complex, complicated, and you saw President Trump's post on it the other day, and it's a delicate situation, but I think it's going to work itself out in the next 90 days.
All right. Well, that's what I want to hear. Yeah, I hope there's definitely a lot more to the story than what we've been seeing, that's for sure. Okay, John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house, but on the phone lines instead of, in the house. But that's all right. You can be in the house by calling in as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I want to talk about the Elon Musk third party as well.
It's July 15th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Give Something Away Day. Founded in 2015, the day is meant to bring awareness and encourage generosity in all its forms. For many of us, we are fortunate to have more than we need, so perhaps we can share some of our good fortune with others. And while donations of money or used items may be what most of us think of sharing, perhaps think of giving in other ways, like volunteering your time and skills to local organizations or donating food to a food pantry. Also on this date, in 1799, the Rosetta Stone was discovered in the Egyptian village of Rosetta during Napoleon Bonaparte's Egyptian campaign. And in 1971, President Richard Nixon announced to the American people that he would visit China.
The meeting between the leaders of China and the United States is to seek the normalization of relations between the two countries.
Making Nixon the first U.S. president to visit the People's Republic of China, I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
On Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. A law that would make gun manufacturers responsible if their products are used in deadly shootings is upheld again. The U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals, located in Manhattan, is affirming a state court's call that New York state law commanding firearms companies to create controls to prevent unlawful use of guns is constitutional. The same law would allow people to hold the manufacturers liable for damages should they fail to do so, meaning the gun maker would be responsible if a criminal uses one of their products to commit crimes, even though, as the National Shooting Sports Foundation asserts in their lawsuit, the law runs afoul of the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Even one of the appeals judges who voted to uphold the law stated the New York law is an attempt to end run the federal one. No word if the NSSF will try taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, before we go back to Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, John Jackson, I got to get your take. Did you see this while I was out last week, or maybe it was the week before? So now Elon Musk is talking about starting his own political party, basically a third political party in America. I want to get your take on that first. I mean, to me, it might have been one of your followers on X who pointed out, I thought the best response was, there already is a third party in America, and it's called MAGA, Make America Great Again. Anyway, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it was misreported out there on X that he had already filed the political paperwork, but then Elon came back and said, no, that's not true. He has not done that. And I think what he's also said is that he's going to put his money and his efforts toward going after a handful of RINO Republicans and RINO senators and RINO House members. I think that's where he's at right now. The problem with Elon is that he's so temperamental, and that's what he's saying this week, but what he's going to say next week, you never know.
Well, it was interesting because I think it was a Daily Caller piece here. Let me see where I put that article at, but basically I think this comes from, this was a Republican pollster. I think they were on CNN. I got to find this. Oh, no, here we go. Here's the Daily Caller story. Yeah. Marianne Angela is the news reporter for the Daily Caller. Republican pollster Kristen Soltis Anderson said on CNN Monday that the emergence of Elon Musk's America Party could upend Republicans' slim advantage in the upcoming midterm elections. Let me throw you on hold, John, so that you can hear this soundbite while I play it for you and our listeners.
I do think when you're headed into a midterm election where things like base turnout are more important than they are in general elections where turnout's very high, you don't want to lose any portion of your base. I think it's unlikely that there are pieces of this MAGA base who are suddenly going to decide to go vote for Democratic candidates. But interestingly, we've been talking about the Elon Musk of it all. I asked voters in some recent polling, who'd you vote for in the midterm, Republican or Democrat? Republicans actually slightly ahead on that question. Even though we've talked about, oh, the big beautiful bill is going to doom Republicans, they're still in good shape, I think, headed into that midterm over a year from now. But when we add the America Party in as an option, it doesn't do very well. But suddenly Republicans' lead is gone. Just a couple of points here and there on the edges. But if this is a game of inches to try to win the House or hang on to the Senate, I mean, those are the...
So you started polling Elon.
Yeah, and of course, John, this is what always tends to happen with our side is they always want to start breaking apart. You know, everybody's got to do their own thing, you know, kind of like in basic training. Oh, somebody's got to be an individual. And that's how the other side claws back and can win and win back majorities.
It looks to me right now, this is fear-mongering. I just don't see an actual third-party candidate. I think what Elon is about is getting primary candidates in Republican primaries to go after a handful of people. At the end of the day, I don't think you're going to see actually on the ballot somebody with, you know, an America party beside their name. I would doubt it.
Yeah, well, and I think this is the bigger picture. This is why, you know, House Republicans in particular have got to press forward on some, you know, significant spending reductions and get these rescissions packages across the finish line right now in particular. But I would disagree with that CNN clip, though, in the sense that I think the one big beautiful bill is going to be beautiful for Republicans in the midterms. I mean, no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on tips. For Pete's sake, that is huge news. John, I do want you to know, though, I've got some exclusive audio here. Exclusive audio from Elon Musk describing the America Party. Here you go, John.
And there's going to be flutes playing and trombones and flowers and garlands of fresh herbs. And we will dance till the sun rises. And then our children will form a family band. And we will tour the countryside and you won't be invited.
All right, there you go, John. What do you think?
Will Ferrell, the
master. I saw that on Instagram. Elon Musk describes his new America Party, and I was just dying. I was like, okay, I got to save this one for the Joker.
I think if we are going forward with everything that Trump promised, and we're on that path by the time the midterms come around, I think we're in good shape. Like you just said a minute ago, we got to see some real spending cuts, and we have to see this Ukraine thing stop. I think people are locked onto that right now. We got to see some of the Biden regime people being investigated, being indicted. Some of those things people want to see. If all those things happen, our base is going to be energized.
Yeah. You mentioned Ukraine. I think that's exactly why President Trump is ratcheting it up on Putin this week, because he wants to bring this thing to an end. And if he's got to ratchet it up against Zelensky, he'll do it. If he's got to ratchet it up against Putin, he'll do it, because it's got to be brought to an end, not just because people want peace, but also because, frankly, we can't afford the massive spending. Hey, but what about the deal he announced where, okay, he'll send some weapons over there, but Europe's buying it, and they're paying for it, and they're paying for it, and our manufacturers are going to benefit from it. But they're paying for it, not us.
Yeah, I'd like to see the fine print on that to make sure that, because you know Congress and D.C. says that kind of stuff all the time, but then it turns out, yeah, they're going to pay for it 5 years from now, and then they never end up paying us. But my big thing was what he said yesterday about the 50 days that he's putting on Putin. He's saying in 50 days, if there's not a deal, there's going to be 100% tariffs on Russia. And then he's going for secondary tariffs on other countries that do business with Russia. And boy, that will be a kill shot right there.
Well, I think that explains why some Senate Republicans pulled back on a Russia sanctions bill that they were looking to aggressively start pushing forward on this week. Yeah, Trump gave him a timeline. He's giving him 50 days. All right. Well, I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes here to call in, 406-294-0970. We'll get right to your phone calls right after this.
Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh is already having a legendary season, and he can now add home run derby champ to his resume.
The Dominican dominance comes to an end. The Big Duffer is your home run derby champion for 2025.
That was courtesy of ESPN, as Raleigh defeated Junior Caminero of the Rays in the final and became the first switch hitter and first catcher to win the title. Raleigh leads all of baseball with 38 home runs this season, one shy of the record Barry Bonds set in 2001 for homers before the All-Star break.
It's the Midsummer Classic, the 95th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, tonight at Truist Park, the home of the Atlanta Braves. Third time Atlanta is the host, first time in 25 years. Truist Park, 10 miles northwest of downtown Atlanta, the 26th time Fox is broadcasting the All-Star Game. Pre-game coverage will get underway 7 o'clock Eastern Time, the game 1 hour later. In 94 prior All-Star Games, the American League has won 48 times, the National League 44. There were two ties. The AL won last year and has won 10 of the last 11. The two teams with this year's best regular season records, the Tigers and the Dodgers, each had five players picked for tonight's game. Detroit's Tarek Skubal, the starting pitcher for the American League. Paul Skeens of the Pittsburgh Pirates goes for the National League. Jared Max, Fox News.
The student falsely accused in the hate hoax at MSU joined us on Monday's Montana Talks. Check out the full audio on our podcast, Spotify, or the Montana Talks app.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? we push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house here this morning. You can call in as well, 406-294-0970. By the way, I should check our app messages here. I always want to make sure I check our app messages here. Tim and Savage. Now that Bill Mercer is a federal judge, well, he's not a federal judge yet, Tim. He's still got to go through the confirmation process. But anyway, once Bill Mercer becomes a federal judge, can he issue orders to the entire country? That's a great question because, of course, yeah, the Supreme Court smacked down these left-wing federal judges who are trying to do these nationwide injunctions. John, there's been a whole host of great news coming out of the United States Supreme Court over the last couple of weeks since the last time we caught up with you. So we'll have to do a rundown on that front as well here. But first, let's get to some callers. We've got Kat in Eastern Montana. Kat, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you to our veterans. It's nice to have you back, Aaron, David Noble, and the other fill-in host. I can't remember his name. He did great. But real quick here, I'm disgusted by two things. Number one, the pride flag being adopted potentially as a city flag in Bozeman. My wise words for the right, go to the Bozeman meeting and give them hell. When I'm back at our house full-time in Butte, the pride flag is not going to fly. Figuratively and literally, that crap will end. But number two, Zach, a.k.a. Zoe Zephyr, doesn't even pledge his allegiance on the House floor to the American flag. Part of the Rhino Removal Project is state surveillance, so I've been watching endless hours of video of last session, and Zephyr does not put his hand over his heart or say the Pledge of Allegiance to our own country. So to me, that's a deal breaker. Do you think it's weird that a lawmaker in patriotic Montana doesn't recite the Pledge of Allegiance on the House floor? That's my question to you guys. I will land there. God bless you and God bless Montana.
Hey, God bless you as well. No, thanks for the call. Yeah, I would find it weird that they don't stand for our flag. But unfortunately, he's from Missoula, and we've seen countless Missoula politicians that refuse to honor our flag. Yeah, he's a radical left-wing communist. And he's made that very clear. I mean, in fact, the other day, actually, John, this is kind of interesting. So, John, have you ever, I know you're on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Have you ever gone over to the new left-wing social media app? What is it, like Blue Sky or Butterfly or who knows what this stinking thing is? Have you been over to that thing?
Absolutely not. Why, you know, why would I want to? Take a peek inside the insane asylum. No.
Well, I finally did because I've noticed that a lot of the Montana Democrats, like Ellie Boldman is like, and some of the media reporters who are also Montana Democrats, they're like the only people on X anymore on the Montana Politics hashtag. And so I was thinking, what happened to all these crazy Montana Democrats? Because they used to dominate Twitter. They used to dominate the Montana Politics hashtag. It's where they put out their daily talking points to the liberal media mob. And you'd get all these liberal reporters that would just go to Montana Politics hashtag and see what the Democrats wanted the news story to be for the day. And then the news media would do the news story for the day. And I'm like, man, so many of these guys are not on Twitter or X anymore. So I was like, what is crazy old Zoe Zephyr up to? So I pulled up this, what is it, Blue, what did you say it was? Blue Sky? Blue Sky.
Yep.
These angry liberals don't see blue skies and sunshine. So why would they call it Blue Sky? It should be like cloudy with a chance of screwballs or something, you know? But I went in there, and Zoe Zephyr is all about Zoran Mamdani, the communist mayoral candidate in New York City. So there you go.
Well, it's their group therapy session over there. It's like having a giant meeting with a shrink, and there's hundreds of thousands over there all crying and gnashing of teeth. And see, they can say anything they want over there with zero pushback from any conservatives or anybody that actually would want to tell them the truth about something. And see, they can also, the very second anyone over there offends them in any way, they can just complain and get that person suspended or banned. See, they can't do any of that on X anymore, so that's why they jumped over to Blue Sky.
I saw Vice President J.D. Vance. He set up an account over there, and he's just been trolling every single one of those guys. He was wearing a what did he have on today? I saw it somewhere or something. He was I forget what he said, because what he said was perfect, but he had a Trump 2028 hat on, just trolling everybody on their little Blue Sky app.
Oh, and they get no engagement over there. It really is. It's just an echo chamber. Like I said, it's a safe place. Little echo chamber over there where they can just say what they want and also get anybody that disagrees with them suspended.
Well, I hope some of our friends are monitoring what they're doing, you know, like Darren Gobb out of Helena, you know, with the Montana Sentinel, or, you know, Roy McKenzie with Western MT News. I hope they are monitoring the Democrats on Blue Sky, because they could just have a field day reporting to the rest of the state what Montana Democrats are actually saying and what they actually think, and just continue to expose those guys.
There is no, Rush Limbaugh said it for 20 years, there is no such thing anymore as a moderate Democrat. This is not your grandpa's Democrat Party. Every single one of them is a red diaper doper baby lunatic.
The elected ones, that's for sure. Could not escape a Democrat primary if you had any sense of sanity in you anymore. Let's go to back into the phone lines here, 406-294-0970. The mighty Human Z, who is John Jackson's co-host on the Behind Enemy Lines podcast on Rumble. Z, what's going on?
Great Lakes greetings, gentlemen. I got a little song to sing for you first, and then I'm going to talk about Elon's grok, but it goes, Elon likes his mornings. Tell you what, Elon's AI system, grok, you pay $300 a month, and people have been testing it, and when they ask questions about the Middle East, grok woke up and said, I don't have an opinion, I'll consult Elon Musk's tweets. So that's your Truth GPT seeking there, so I really have a question about some of the really that source information there, and that's why I prefer the MAGA party of many voices as opposed to this new proposed, fanboy America party, which is really going to do us no good.
Yeah, it's just like why Bill Clinton won Montana in the presidential race back in the 1990s. Well, it's not because he won a majority. It's because he just, the conservatives and the Republicans were divided back then. Yeah, great to hear from you, Z. John, let's see. Oh, yeah, speaking of grok. So, John, I like using grok over ChatGPT just because of the history of ChatGPT. It's always had this kind of left-wing bias to it. But even, even grok isn't perfect, of course, right? That's Elon Musk's AI platform built into X. Like, case in point. So yesterday I asked grok, I said, hey, grok, can you document the partisan bias of Judge Amy Eddy in Flathead County, Montana? And Grok's like, well, we don't have any public evidence or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, Grok, get your Adam Schiff together here. And so, because what was Grok pulling from and using for its sources? It was using liberal media Montana sources for their information. So, of course, it would come to, well, we don't have any confirmation. But I've got the confirmation. We've got the campaign contributions that are now documented. This comes thanks to, let me go to the story. I've got the story on our Montana Talks website right now. Where is it? Here we go. Here we go. Because I always want to give credit where credit's due. The Montana Chronicles. District Court Judge Amy Eddy, who is now running for the Montana Supreme Court, previously donated to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. John, I went and looked. and because it's linked on our Montana Talks website, she gave a laundry list of campaign contributions to Democrats. She gave a donation to Hillary Clinton. She is a donor to the radical environmental groups and everything. So grok that.
Yeah, the thing to remember about Grok is it's owned by Elon Musk. And Elon is, while he is a Trump supporter, he is not what you would call a conservative. Now, he's a fiscal conservative. But in many, many, many cultural issues, he is not. And also, you've seen Elon's his schizophrenic nature about certain topics. He's interested in something for a period of time, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, whatever, and then he loses interest. And he hires people over there, people like Yolanda Iaccarino and all of her like-minded people who then just, they run the place like they want to run it while Elon's off shooting off rockets. That's what happens with things like Grok and Twitter.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the story that we kind of kicked off the hour about. I've been waiting to hear your take here for several days because, you know, I was out on vacation last week enjoying the lake and some family time. So I wasn't, you know, doing a deep dive in the news every day like I normally do. But I know you've been all over it on X. Give us the background. What's been taking place with regard to the Epstein files over the last several days?
Well, you know, to set it up, this is all Pam Bondi's fault because she came out with these files back in February, like she was going to have this big release. It was all public knowledge. It was a big old flop. It was embarrassing. So she set the administration up for this thing that's been going on for months now. And it was here last week that there was a very nasty blow-up between Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi over this, allegedly. You know, Dan took a couple of days off, probably to cool off, and you know, he's back at work today. But President Trump came out over the weekend with a post and kind of telling all of us to be quiet, all of us to shut up about this. The stuff was written by Democrats, allegedly, so just shut up about it. There's nothing there. And I tell you, Aaron, I don't see that working. And we talked about this on our spaces the other night, and sure enough, yesterday, now the word is coming out that there's going to be more releases and there might even be a press briefing on this because, you know, you can't. Even though as much as people love President Trump, we want to see justice where, you know, this billionaire and all of his big shot buddies got away with trafficking and having sex with minors.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
We want to see people held accountable.
That's right. Well said. All right. Hold that thought. Quick break. Back after this.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's sneak in another caller here, and then we'll talk more with John Jackson about the Epstein files and what's going on with the Dan Bongino, Cash Patel pushing back, reportedly at least, through secondhand sources against Attorney General Pam Bondi. But first, let's go to Matt in Bozeman, listening to 1450 KMMS. Matt, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Aaron, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, regarding that communist running for mayor in New York, and of course, Democrats in Congress, I think every elected official takes an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution and the laws of the country. And I think when they do that, and then they have policies that are clearly breaking laws, like the sanctuary city stuff, I think that's a good thing to publicize and call them on.
That's a great point. Not only the oath of office that somebody like Mamdani might have to take, but what about when he became a U.S. citizen? What type of background did he have? What type of oath did he have to pledge to become a U.S. citizen? What type of paperwork did he have to fill out to become a U.S. citizen, right?
Good point. The same goes for gal in the squad, the Somalian gal.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar. Yeah, the radical Islamist. By the way, man, I think John can tell us about, you know, another a crazy candidate running for office, I think for mayor. Was it mayor in Minneapolis? We'll check in with John here. But, Matt, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Great to hear from you. Yeah, John, who's this crazy candidate in Minnesota?
Yeah. I don't know his name, but I saw his his ad, and I mean, dude is right out of Black Hawk Down. I mean, he's a freaking skinny right out of Mogadishu, man. I mean, look at this guy. You're like, oh my god. I mean, yeah, that's the kind of government. Hey, it's Minneapolis. If they want him, let him have him. I mean, good luck with that. Enjoy.
I just picture Minneapolis. There's going to be people just, sleeping in the streets by 11 o'clock in the morning after chewing cot. You know, it's like, oh, great, here we go. Although that's better than burning down police precincts like we've seen under Tim Walz, Minneapolis, I guess. Hey, but this is an interesting point, though, that Matt and Bozeman raises. One of the stories that caught my eye while I was out for a few days of vacation was a Federalist piece by B.L. Hahn, denaturalize and deport Zohran Mamdani for immigration fraud. So this guy is an outright, he has publicly said it. He is on video as a communist, right? I mean, it's been documented on video. Well, here's the point that B.L. Hahn makes here. Mamdani made several fraudulent claims when becoming a U.S. citizen in 2018 at the age of 26. Part of the naturalization process Mamdani went through includes the Oath of Allegiance, during which the applicant must recite the following statement. Quote, I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Prior to taking this oath, Mamdani completed Form N-400. Because of what we know about his political ideology, he lied in answering question 5B within part 9 of the form, a question that asks the applicant if they have ever advocated for communism, among other inquiries. This guy is what B.L. Hahn is saying here, John, is that this guy, Zohran Mamdani, committed immigration fraud. And he should be, held accountable for that, denaturalized and deported.
Yeah, and that's, legally, that's going to be, it's right there on the line. Could you prove that? I mean, that he's actually lied there because he said this and that and the other thing. And let's face facts. Nobody's ever going to be denaturalized. It's just not going to happen, particularly some real famous politician like that. It's just not going to happen. I mean, look at Ilhan Omar. I mean, she married her brother. And I mean, nothing's happened to her. Nothing will happen to her. And you know what, Aaron? I think we make a big mistake a lot of times. Is we want to try to run in and save these communists from themselves. We want to save New Yorkers from the very thing that they vote for. No, give it to them. I mean, I want to see that place like Escape from New York, and it's going to be designated just a giant penal colony. And just, blow up the bridges and put a big gate around it and lock the place up. I mean, I hope they get everything they want out of this guy, Mamdani.
Well, it's kind of like the pride flag debate in Bozeman tonight, where, the hardcore leftists want to fly the pride flag as the official city flag of Bozeman against state law, right? So that's why they want to make it the official city flag so they can fly it, just like the liberals in Missoula did, just like the far left did in Butte. And in Butte, I think the fact, Butte is Irish Catholic private sector union folks, and I think the Democrat Party is just spitting in their faces with all sorts of policies, right? They're basically becoming the anti-private sector union party, killing, mining jobs and all sorts of things. But then they go poke people in Butte in the eye with this pride flag thing. And a lot of people are saying, hey, yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it, Butte Democrats. Keep poking folks in Butte in the eye. Because more and more people in Butte are waking up and finally leaving the Democrat Party. So I'd imagine you'd say, hey, you know what? Let the left-wing Bozeman City Commissioners fly that flag and push more people away from the Democrat Party.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. I don't want them to moderate in any way. I don't want them to moderate and try to bring in other voters. I want Mamdani and Jasmine Crockett and people just like them to be the national voice of the Democrats. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not just symbolic. They are showing their true colors. Let them show their true colors. I had a message from a listener in Bozeman earlier this morning who pointed out how you know, how basically this is the Democrats raising the flag of their own religion and trashing other religions and mocking people of faith. It is the religion of the left right now.
I tell you, I think one of the first things, Mom Donnie up in New York, he's not going to be able to do a lot of things up there without the help from his city council, and even then it would only apply to New York City and all that. But I think one of the things he can and will do right away is he will deliver the final death blow to the New York City Police Department. He will crush them so hard with through his authority as mayor that they will dwindle down to nothing, and that city will be utter chaos.
Hey, speaking of the Democrats and the radical left and their rainbow flags, did you see Gavin Newsom, California Governor Gavin Newsom? I think he was on the Sean Ryan show, and I think the episode might have just dropped.
I did. I saw that. I was actually questioning that this morning. I was like, why is, you know, this is obviously a desperate attempt by the Democrats to regain that masculine men demographic that they've lost so terribly. And I was really kind of disappointed in Sean Ryan with giving Newsom a platform at all. He should not be given a platform at all by anybody in our ranks.
Well, the first clip that I saw to come out of that Sean Ryan show episode, Sean Ryan, for those who don't know, he's a former Navy SEAL, and he's got a great show. I listened to a full interview that he did with Kid Petite, who was the SpaceX Polaris Dawn mission pilot that trained in Bozeman, and we had him on the show a couple of times. But anyway, that was a great Sean Ryan show episode. But yeah, Gavin Newsom was on there. And here is a clip. RNC Research shared this on X. This is Gavin Newsom. He can't even say whether an 8-year-old should be able to receive a sex change or not.
What about for your values? I mean, is 8 years old too young?
Yeah, I mean, look, I now that I have a 9-year-old, just became 9, come on, man, I get it. So those are legit. You know, it's interesting, just the issue of age. As someone that's been so focused on equality, broadly, LGBT rights, particularly gay marriage, the trans issue for me is also novel. It's over the last few years, I'm trying to understand as much as anyone else, whole pronoun thing, trying to understand all of that. Well, you know, that was like the hell, I mean, all that stuff. I get it.
Yeah, so there you go. He can't even say whether an 8-year-old should get a sex change or not. John, could you just see his hands waving all over the place in the middle of that choppy little clip there?
Mumbling, stumbling, stuttering. Yeah, that's an unusual slip there by the American psycho, Gavin Newsom, to see him not be... That's the thing about him, is he is slick. I mean, he is Bill Clinton slick, that guy. I mean, pure sociopath. And look you right in your face and tell you the sky is green.
Yeah, except for Bill Clinton had that, you know, that kind of, you know, southern kind of good old boy kind of, well, he's just a guy that you'd hang out with. Gavin Newsom, you know, Bill was the guy you could sit at the bar and have a beer with. Gavin Newsom was the guy at the end of the bar hitting on every chick in sight.
I think they both are, you know.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, fair point. Fair point. All right, hold that thought, John. We got to take a quick break here. All right, back right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The president has authorized ICE agents to protect themselves from rock-throwing protesters by using whatever means necessary. They have a right to protect themselves. In the week I was away, the violence against ICE agents, you know, hit an all-time high. ICE rounded up 750 illegals during raids on California marijuana farms. And what is the reaction of the Democratic hardcore left? Well, the mayor in Los Angeles has announced a new cash giveaway plan for Biden illegals. The plan is being worked out to provide cash assistance to those impacted by ICE enforcement operations. We do have a supremacy clause to our Constitution, which gives jurisdiction to the federal government, not to the mayor of Los Angeles, not to the governor of California.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference? They don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Just days after what's being called his final live performance in Birmingham, Ozzy Osbourne has announced his second memoir, Last Rites, set for release October 7th. The 76-year-old metal icon will reflect on his emotional return to the stage during the Back to the Beginning concert, which raised a reported $200 million for charity, as well as a series of devastating health issues that have limited his mobility over the past 7 years. Last Rites promises a raw, darkly funny look at his physical decline, along with never-before-told stories about his marriage to Sharon, wild nights with rock legends like Slash, Bon Scott, John Bonham, and Keith Moon. And the Deftones will release their first album in 5 years on August 22nd. Private Music is an 11-track effort that showcases the band's enduring sound nearly 40 years into their career. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few minutes left here this hour of the show. Let's go back to the Epstein Files story. Yeah, John, you summed it up the best. I think when this whole thing was rolled out by Attorney General Pam Bondi, I remember the day those white binders were being shown off by these social media influencers on the steps of the White House. And earlier that morning, you know, our lawyer friend and our Twitch TV podcaster friend, David Noble, he managed expectations very well for people. He said, guys, I don't expect much to come out of this thing. I'm just giving you a warning, a heads up here. And then that's what happened. It was a bunch of blacked out information in these white binders. And it's exactly what David said was going to happen.
Yeah, and everybody needs to remember this one thing, that the government cannot release lists and pictures and videos on people without charging them, okay? That's illegal. The government just can't do it. And there's a lot of basic truths in here that you're not hearing from Pam Bondi and all these people. And what we were pushing for on our spaces the other night is a basic thing that I think would calm a lot of people down is you come out with a 10-minute press briefing, and you're going to say, we have seized this many videos, this many pictures. We have this many individuals that we believe visited the island. This many people we believe engaged in sexual conduct with minors while they were there. We are going to be looking at pursuing charges against all of them, but we have to consider a lot of things like jurisdiction and witnesses and all of this. But we are on it, and we will keep you apprised as it goes along. If you would just come out and say something like that, let the people know that you're on it and you're going to hold people accountable. That's what people want to hear.
Yeah. And a case in point is investigations take time. I remember seeing videos on X back in February where there was, I don't know if you've heard of Alex Rosen, he is on X, at I Fight for Kids. And in the video that they shared back in February, they say they busted a federal employee here in Montana who was going after a 13-year-old. And so I posted a story back in February, did they catch a predator in Laurel? And basically, the sheriff at the time says, hey, we conducted our own investigation, we've presented that information to the county attorney, no arrests have been made at this point. And so Well, now I can confirm that now charges are being filed against that federal employee regarding this case. It took a little while, but the county attorney, Scott Twido, told me that they have now forwarded this case for prosecution. The charging documents are out there, and the attorney general's office will take the lead on this prosecution. So there you go. Sometimes justice takes time, but justice nonetheless. Hey, real quick, you know, I talked earlier about how, man, you know, last week I was enjoying some time out on the lake and just having a great time with family. And, you know, so my head wasn't buried in the news like it oftentimes is here for the day-to-day show. I'll tell you what, man, if you haven't gotten out on the water yet this summer, man, you got to do it. You got to get out there. And if you don't, if you're like, well, Aaron, I don't have a pontoon boat like you. Well, go get a pontoon boat. Go check these things out, man. I'm telling you, I wish I would have gotten a camper and a pontoon boat much earlier in life when my kids were even littler, because it's just you never get this time back, you know. And, you know, like, hey, it's raining outside our studio windows right now, but it's going to be sunny again. But you got to take advantage of those sunny summer days. Tell you what, go to Brett's RV and Marine. They got locations in Billings, Missoula, and Butte. Or you can go to brettsrv.com, but family owned. In fact, I was just talking with Dustin Bretz and his brother Brandon Bretz yesterday. Great guys, great family, known them for years. But they've got the largest inventory in a 5-state region. So check them out, brettsrv.com. All right, we got more callers we didn't get to, but don't worry. We're going to free up the phone lines right now. John Jackson will stick with us in the 9 o'clock hour. So if we didn't get to you this hour, call back in the 9 o'clock hour. We will have the phone lines open for the full 9 o'clock hour of the show with John Jackson as well. So, stand by. I was going to ask John what he wants to talk about in the next hour. But, John, why don't you post it on X instead, at PVTJokerUS on X. This is huge. It's not just one federal judge. It's two federal judge seats here in Montana that President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate now gets the chance to fill. It's these left-wing federal judges in Montana that have been killing our timber industry, going after agriculture, going after oil, gas, coal, stripping away access to our public land. So that's the opportunity we've got now to finally get some fair judges on the bench. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.